Good evening, everyone. It's 9:15 p.m. on Monday the 11th of May. And I'm sitting outside on my swinging seat with a cup of tea. And as you can hear, there are still a few birds up and about. This is May Day, day 11. If I didn't just say, I think I said it was May the 11th. It's been a pretty difficult day, really, one way or another. I didn't sleep. I slept about 2.5 hours if, at the most, but not all in one go. Had innumerable disturbances. When I kept falling asleep in the day, I'd just get to that point where you let go, and then the doorbell would go, the phone would go. The bloke next door, the father-in-law, the one who cut through my cable last year, was using a strimmer outside, and stones kept hitting the window. That kept waking me up. Then I came home. He hadn't had a good day. There'd been some trouble at work, not with him especially, but, you know, not with him really. Just a general disquiet. And then, in the middle of all that, he got a frantic phone call on his brother, from his brother in Nigeria, well, from his phone, but it wasn't him, it was a friend, to say that he was vomiting blood and he'd been rushed to hospital. Turns out they think he's got an ulcer, although I'm not sure where it would have come from, because he doesn't drink alcohol. I suppose other things could cause ulcers. Maybe it's stress, I don't know. So that's been all very worrying. To get a phone call out of the blue, just saying, blood, 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 your brother. And he said, well, I'm at work. There's nothing I can do about it now. I'll ring you when I get home about 3 o'clock. There's no time. You know, to get that from another country is very distressing. Anyway, his sister is going down to see him either tonight or tomorrow. It's about a 7-hour bus journey, so it's quite a long way. Anyway, so that was all very, very kind of scary, actually. Because he was, well, scary anyway, but even for me it was scary, because I know him, he was our best man. And so, you know, I've had quite a close relationship with him. You know, when I've been there. So it wasn't the best of days. Just lots of little things, you know. Some days you just know from the start that it's going to be one of those days. But anyway, the doctors think he's going to be fine, so that's obviously good news. But it was pretty scary, because what happened was his car broke down, and it got stuck in a load of sand on where there was some construction. There were some people, you know, workers, bricklayers, building houses or something. It got well and truly stuck in the sand. So he got out and he asked one of them, or a couple of them, if they'd help him push it out of the sand, because it's not just like pushing it on a road, it was just sunk in. So they started to push it, and then suddenly he just... That's one of the cats up the tree. My guess is that's Wackaboo-boo. He shows off to me. They were pushing it, and he just suddenly collapsed and started vomiting blood. Sitting on a tree or something. Sometimes things fall down. Things fall off the rose bush that's growing up the wall behind me. Well, it's not up the wall, but that's where it goes, if you know what I mean. Beautiful day weather-wise. you wouldn't think there could be such turmoil going on. It's been about 23 degrees, it's been warm, there's been a breeze, so it's not humid. That's him. I can tell by the size when he jumped down then. Waka boo boo! Waka boo boo! I haven't got that lot in yet because in the spring and summer evenings I like them to stay out as long as they can because they enjoy it. It's a bit of a breeze now. It's not really cold. I've got my coat on. It's slightly chilly when the wind blows. I've left the dogs shut inside because I just wanted a bit of peace and quiet. So I'm out here with cats and birds, and never the twain shall meet, and all that. And a nice strong cup of tea in my pinky cup. I fell asleep for a little while this afternoon, so I probably won't sleep tonight. I'm starting to shiver now. I love the evenings, like this, where it's quite quiet everywhere. It's an aeroplane, hear the traffic in the distance, and just hear the birds singing the last little songs before they go to bed. This time 20 years ago, I had to have my favourite cat ever put to sleep. She was 16. I had her as a kid. And she was mine. And, you know, I left her at home when I went away. You know, like to university and stuff. And then as soon as I moved somewhere where I could take her, I took her. That's Tooth Tooth at the door. Yes, Tooth Tooth. And she had kidney failure. She was very thin. She was only a tiny little thing. She was even smaller than Pinky. And that night, I knew she was going really downhill, and the vet said there's not really much they can do. And that night she started having fits. One after the other. I knew I couldn't keep her on like that. It was around about this time of the evening. I was in a terrible state. I'd had so much gone wrong for me the last previous 6 months. I'd started all up with my anxiety again when I thought it had gone forever. And I think I talked about this recently. And I'd had my dog put to sleep, my retired dog, and then we had a fire. Not anything on the scale of the one we had a couple of years ago, but it was scary nonetheless. Then I had another cat put to sleep, then I had a miscarriage, and then this one, and it was the final straw. The birds finally gone to sleep. Oh, no, a little tweet from one then. It was the final straw, and I was just in pieces. I was shaking all over. I could barely stand up. I couldn't. I felt awful because I didn't go with her, but she went with my mum, and my mum had looked after her a large proportion of her life. And the vet said she wouldn't have known anything what was going on anyway. But so I've been without her longer than I had her now, but I still dream about her a lot. Well, I guess deep down inside, I still really miss her. She was a funny little cat. She was the biggest character you could ever imagine. I do miss her. I do really miss her, still.
Why are you
doing
all this
sneaker
from you?
I'm doing audio, boo, and I came out for a bit of peace.
Oh, I know.
No, you can come out.
Yourself,
yeah. No, I don't mean you. No, he can come out.
I should have done that.
No, you can let him out, darling. Oh, he's at the door, let him out.
You've been down all day, that's what woke me up.
It's about time he woke up. You're never going to sleep tonight, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, let him out, darling. Don't stress him out.
You stressed him out.
I know, but I didn't. I heard him do it. I only heard him do it once. Come on. All right. For goodness sake, Tooth, you just make a big fuss about everything.
You're an idiot, you know.
All right, I'm not picking you up. You don't like it on the swinging seat. His little tail wagging, look. I was just listening to the birds. They've all gone to bed.
Some already.
Huh?
We're in summer already.
We are. I think we're summer now.
It's so hot today. All that hot and all that is... Hey, get away from me.
Don't speak to me like that. I just came out here because it's so nice in the evening when you hear the last few birds singing. They've just stopped now. They were all singing really loud and all of a sudden they must just fall asleep. I just heard something. Did you?
I just backed up their instruments.
Huh? They packed up their instruments. Yeah, I know. Listen, can you hear somebody?
I was asleep though.
Glad you did. It would have been nice to go for a walk, but wouldn't it? But it's a bit late now. What are you laughing at?
Okay.
What?
Good idea, you know.
What, to go for a walk?
Mm.
I'm a bit cold now though. Are you?
Yeah, there's
a little bit of a wind blowing. His little tail's going. Brrr. What will we do without you, Loof Loof? Inspector Yusuf of the Nigerian police. All them birds, they were singing and then they just gone. Is it dark now?
Yes, I don't
know. Like dusk?
I feel it dark right now.
I think as soon as it gets, they stay out, like a few of them stay up until while it's dusk and then they just go to sleep. I wish I could just go to sleep when it got dark. Like a bird. There was one of the cats running up that tree. I think it might have been a boo-boo. So he was scratching at the door to come out all that time.
Yeah.
I want to get out there with Mooma. How dare you shut me in, Mooma, you stupid old cow. I don't want to swing. Where is he? Because I don't want to hit him with a swinging seat. He's here. You silly old fool. I beg your pardon. Did you hear Nigel Farage is back?
Oh, he didn't go?
No. Well, he did, but they didn't accept it, so he's back in charge again. Can you believe it?
They didn't accept it.
They didn't accept, the rest of the party didn't accept his resignation. They said they more or less said they're never going to get anywhere without him. So he didn't say, oh, no, I just think he did it for a publicity stunt and for attention.
Yeah, I understand that. I still respect people like that. I never give up, you know, even though...
Yeah, but he's pathetic, really. because he probably never had any real intention of doing it. He probably knew that had happened. It's probably so that he can. People think that, oh, he must be a really good leader that they didn't want him to go. He probably planned it. It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, but he didn't really fail. Unfortunately, he did pretty well. He might have only got one seat, but he got a lot of votes. He got 4 million votes, darling.
What's this? That's the end result of it.
And they got 200 councillors on local council. I don't think they failed, unfortunately.
Succeeded. And Nigel wouldn't resign.
I don't know. I think he had another agenda myself. Hidden agenda. Where are you going, Divi?
Again.
I know, it needs cutting again, really. This is what it's like this time of year. It's only 2 weeks ago it was done. Probably needs doing every 2 weeks, really. Nothing. Mad.
It's raining, that's why.
Yes, darling. Okay. We're sitting out in the rain.
Some part of the garden's raining, some part of the garden.
Darling, shut up.
Not because you can't see it,
yeah, listen.
It's not true.
I heard a train then. Did you hear it? Where is it that you can hear a train in that direction? I'll never get that. Because that's not St Mary Cray that way. That's the other way.
You're almost there.
What?
You're doing well, you're almost there.
Almost where? Mental. Mentalness.
Close.
Hmm? Folks, I think I'm going to go in now because I'm getting a little bit cold and the birds have all gone away to bed. There's a train far off in the distance, but I don't think this is going to pick it up. I think only my ears can pick that up. Smell my curry plant and some other flowers, which I don't know what they are. But I'm going to upload this, I think, and I'll speak to you all for May Days 12 tomorrow.